Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And we are broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you're coming by, bring a new or gently used coat to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. So we're going to take care of some Bears-Packers business because that's what we're here to do. Question number one, which Bears player, other than quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Packers tomorrow?
Okay, I'm going to do this again. I'm gonna play coach him up, Marshall, because I think DJ Moore will get targeted more than three times, which is what he got in the game against the Packers the last time.
He better.
So I'm gonna coach up Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat.
Sweaty.
Where are you at? Get your money. Go get a quarterback or two. Go get Jordan Love a couple times. Go intimidate somebody. Go talk some mess up front. I don't know. Do something different to the pocket. Something. Be disruptive.
Line up over the absent right tackle.
That too.
Oh boy.
Pass rush. Where are you at? Montez Sweat. I feel like he's the one who needs to step up because, man, can you imagine? Let's not say opening drive because that's greedy and I'm not writing the NFL script. Everybody knows I don't write the NFL script. That's somebody else. So let's just say it's the first quarter or something. Can you imagine what that would be like, the feeling, and how crazy the crowd would go if there was just like a statement-making sack in one of the first two or three drives?
Yes.
I said or three. Like, yes. I'm not even being unreasonable here.
I like that, Layla. I love early, big defensive plays, whether a tackle for loss or a sack. But guess what? I also want to see it late in the game from Montez Sweat because sometimes he does make an early play, and then it's like, where'd you go? Where are you at? Where's the rest of it?
So hanging out.
So I want to, I like that answer.
What about a batted pass?
A batted pass.
A batted pass would be good. Just something to be there. Be like, hi, I'm here.
Right. I just batted your pass. What do you think about me now?
You want to try another pass? We'll see about that. Boom!
I would like Montez Sweat to be the answer. In my heart of hearts, I know that probably won't be the case because Jordan Love gets rid of the ball very, very quickly. So my answer is Jalen Johnson. It's time. It's time, sir. It's time for you to fully realize what you are, how you can get back into that NFL top 100 he's been chasing for a couple of years now. You got to make big plays. We saw one of those made against Shedeur Sanders. I'm just going to take that away from you, Mr. Judy, even though it hit you perfectly where it was supposed to hit you.
He took it away from his breadbasket.
He really did. I need Jalen Johnson to be one of the reasons why Christian Watson or Jaden Reed or whoever doesn't go off for explosive, 25, 30, 40-yard plays. Let's not have touchdown drives that end in 36 seconds. How about that on the hand of the Packers? Let's make them earn it.
I like one of the themes that is building between the both of you, and I love this, is talking about the
violence
is good. We all know violence is good. We've all been taught that. That you guys are talking about the money makers, the big time players, the players that are supposed to lead you this time of the year. You guys are nailing it with Montez Sweat and Jalen Johnson.
Does that mean that you're going to come up with a guy who's making maybe, the second most money this year on the team? Is that who your answer is?
Check
me out.
Big-time
players make big-time plays.
Check me out on this answer of, and just for the sake of the folks, who needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Packers on Sunday, other than Caleb Williams. We leave Caleb Williams out of the equation here. Guys, my answer is Colston Loveland. And it was tempting for me to go with DJ Moore. Because,
that's where I thought you were going.
Well, of course. But that is who the Packers are going to key on. Who else are they going to? Like, that's got to be number one.
If they were smart, if they've been watching Bears football, they would key in on OZ.
Well, and OZ made a big play against the Packers in the first game. Guess who else made a big play against the Packers in the first game? Devin Duvernay. These are examples of why you shouldn't be as worried about Luther Burden being out of this game and Roma Dunze. Per our conversation with Patrick Manley, Ben Johnson knows how to scheme guys up. You still want your blue chip talent out there as often as possible because it's not as hard to scheme for those guys maybe as some of the other dudes. But I just think because they will be guarding DJ Moore, he will be the number one weapon that I would think in theory that they would want to take away. I think this opens things up for Colston Loveland, who is really starting to open eyes around the league in terms of just watching. Even if the numbers don't always pop out, he makes plays. And people are, you're starting to see the route running, the speed that goes along with it, the exactness. And as I always sort of obsess over, the pre-snap stuff that Colston Loveland is responsible for has been something to watch. So Colston Loveland is my guy.
And for the record, the third biggest cap hit, he doesn't get the third highest base, but the third biggest cap hit for the Bears is Jonah Jackson. So he's been doing well.
Yeah.
And the fourth biggest is Drew Dahlman. So Drew Dahlman has been absolutely great. So the money guys are, some of the money guys are coming through.
Money well spent, I would say, in the offseason.
Amen.
Five on it. Number two.
5 on it on 670 The Score is sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And everybody on this side of the broad stop is hoping a Bears win is meant to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening over there in the corner.
Doesn't matter.
With the fan of Milwaukee.
Bears.
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 Bears. Bears.
But here's question number two. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the worry meter, trademark, how concerned are you that outside of Micah Parsons' injury, the Packers will actually be pretty healthy come kickoff time tomorrow?
I'm highly concerned. And if it's going to be on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to put my concern level at a 7.5.
You're concerned to a 7 that the Packers will be healthy?
Healthier than I thought.
Okay.
Are you
I'm concerned that Christian Watson and Evan Williams and all these guys who weren't full go yesterday, who are questionable, will now play on Saturday. Because why wouldn't they? This is it. You go try to gut it out, right? This is for the North. You talk about take back the North. You talk about rotate the North. However you want to say it. I think this is the last call for the North. That's what this is.
What, they play the Lions at the end of the season.
You win this game, you have a game and a half lead, and your magic number to clinch the North is one. One. That's all you got to do is win one of two games.
Uno.
So that's why, but I am concerned that these guys that have not been healthy, the Josh Jacobs of the world, the guys who are limping around, all of a sudden, you know, put a little something in them. And they're ready to go on Saturday night.
You mean the Varsity Blues Needle?
If that's what we want to call it, sure. Varsity Blues Needle, you know, as opposed to the Varsity Blues Whipped Cream. Whatever you want to do.
Two different outcomes there.
Very different outcomes.
One of them is now a wife on Landman. I'll let you figure out which one that is. And wait a second.
Shout out to Allie Larder.
And the coach on Friday Night Lights, the movie, is now her husband. So my, how things change. But the Packers had 19 players on the injury report. 19. They have 10 players listed as questionable for the game. And they have a litany of different ailments. Zach Tom, backslash knee. Evan Williams, knee. Dontavian Wicks, ankle. Chris Brooks, chest. Darian Kennard, neck. Kingsley Enagbare, illness. So you see where this is going. It's stuff that is, I wouldn't say they're like hockey injuries, but... like chest, shoulder for Christian Watson. We know that one is a little more straightforward because of his trip to the hospital. But Josh Jacobs with a knee ankle. Mm-hmm. It's just enough to make you have to game plan for more things, is how I see it.
You think it's gamesmanship?
I do. They had 18 players on their injury report the week before when they played the Bears, so...
I have to go back and look at how many of those guys played, but I expect like at least 6 or 7 of those guys to play.
But the biggest name is by far Micah Parsons, and he...
He's not playing.
He changed... Right, so he changed the scope of their team, and frankly, the predictions I had for them and a lot of other people in the league when he got there, and guess what? Without him, it changes again. And it can't be that simple.
What is your worry number, Layla, between 1 and 10?
Well, my resting worry number is about at an 8 in life.
What?
So, like, I have resting worry number.
I think he's talking about this particular
question. When it, yes, and when it comes to that, my I would say my working worry number for this game is probably at, like, a 7.
As it pertains to injuries, because that's the specific. Yeah okay.
The biggest one, the biggest name that you know of, the most talented player on their team, is injured.
Okay.
He's out.
Yeah. Right. And that's why my worry number is like at a 3.
But your resting worry number in life is what?
I guess that's true.
What's your resting worry number in life?
1. No, I could be a little bit worried. I'd say I'm at about a 5 or so. I got some anxiety.
I'm out too.
Yeah, I think I'm at about a 5 for sure. But I think in this, and I'm the jaded one, right? I guess I'm losing my jadedness.
You have lost it.
Just a little bit. But Micah Parsons is out. Duh. Hey, even if Christian Watson plays, you know, with the chest and shoulder injuries, the vibe I'm getting from Green Bay is that he's not going to be out there playing at the same level or health level that he was the first time around when he burned the Bears badly, for sure. A couple of touchdowns, 41-yarder and a 23-yarder. So that's part of the reason. Zach Tom, with a knee injury, even if he plays, I feel like there's some vulnerability with these guys right now. You mentioned Evan Williams as well. Josh Jacobs, who burned you for that, 22-yard run that nobody could... 21-yard run that nobody could bring him down on, and eventually they did. I feel like all of these guys have, even if they play, they have been compromised, and I do believe that the Bears will take advantage of that. So I am not that worried.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. 5 on it. Number 3.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, live at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Here's question number 3. Was the Seahawks' wild 38-37 win over the Rams in overtime the best game of this NFL season?
Absolutely.
You know what the other game was that I was thinking of? Why do you say absolutely?
Because everything was on the line. They hadn't had two teams meet that late in the season with that many wins against each other, I think, in the history of this current divisional format. And it went to overtime. There was a crazy two-point conversion that was overturned just to get them to overtime. And when the Seattle Seahawks scored, they realized, we don't want to give them time to go down and get a kick, a field goal. They just went for two and ended the game. It had all the elements. And it helped the Bears.
That was cojones out of the Seattle Seahawks, was it not? Can I say that, Ray?
Yes, you can say that.
That is allowed.
Hey, well, you need to
that
stop.
Is radio
you need,
friendly.
You need to stop asking Ray and other people if you can say stuff. Just say it, and they'll cut it out if they have to.
I know. It's usually within a 7-second time frame that I do that, and it's for a reason. Rich Wyatt is nodding and smiling in the corner because he knows.
And Baby T's back in the studio. Go, no, Grody, don't tell her to say stuff. I don't have time for this.
Is that your Baby T?
You know, but that is a good Baby T. Why has that only come out now?
Well, I've done it before. Baby T has played, audio-wise, me impersonating him. So he's got a sense of humor about it.
I mean, your impersonation.
Hey, Grody, what's going on?
Oh, you have
Grody, what's up? That's Tyler back in our downtown Chicago studios playing my impersonation of him. I love you, Baby T.
It, It was an exciting game.
I love you too, Grody.
I wish you were out here, man. You, one of these days, you will earn your place here at the Brat Stop. This is my first time earning a place at the Brat Stop. Your time will come, kid.
This is Marshall's first time at the Brat Stop, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm enjoying myself.
We have earned our tickets to the Brat Stop.
This is not my first time at the Brat Stop. I love it. And I have a brat right now.
Yes, you
do. This game was incredible. That's all we really have to say. And it was, what's funny is, weren't we just talking yesterday to Paul Charchian about how you could sit Matthew Stafford? Matthew Stafford threw for 457 yards and 3 touchdowns. You could bet the under. The game ended 38-37 despite the cold rain. It was very antithetical to any of the elements outside of the fact that these two teams are just that good. If you needed proof that unfortunately it's not the NFC North this year, that the best division in football is the NFC West, there it was. 1 point separated these two teams, and there was a comeback win that was just absolutely incredible. So when I consider all of how that got put together, it edges out the only other game that I thought was as entertaining except for the end. And that was the weird 40-point Cowboys-Packers tie. Because I'm like, wait, how are... At times you're like, how are the Cowboys hanging with the Packers? And then you're like, oh, well, the Packers are probably going to win this game. And then you're like, wait, no, the Cowboys are still in this tie. So, and I'm like, 40 points each team and nobody could get like one more? So for me, it was this one, number one, and then the 40-point 1A.
In the name of pandering to everybody here,
I already
in the name of pandering to the people listening, the best game was Black Friday when the Bears beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. Yeah, you guys get me, Twitch mob. No, what I will say about this quickly, and then we got to move
Hawk,
on here.
Doug, and Dave, yes.
What's up, guys? We are running out of time here in the segment. I'll just say I love it when there is a game like that. You don't get these NFL games that often throughout the course of the regular season to have two heavyweights in the Seahawks and the Rams. I am just glad that it lived up to the billing and being wholly entertaining as it was. Five
on it. Tonight, the Bulls are in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15. Tip-off at 6:30 on the Score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts.
Number four.
The Cubs and first baseman Tyler Austin have agreed on a one-year, $1.25 million deal, the club's first major league position player signing of the offseason. Who is Tyler Austin? The 34-year-old spent the last six seasons playing for Nippon Professional Baseball's Yokohama DeNA BayStars in Japan. According to Baseball Reference, Austin recorded a 945 OPS in 403 NPB games. Your thoughts on the Cubs signing Tyler Austin?
Are you going to platoon him at cleanup like you did with the last first baseman with Michael Bush?
It's been written about as a possibility, Lails.
Okay, welcome Tyler Austin. Craig Council wants to use his bench accordingly. If he sees something in this guy, I don't really have a place to like question that right now, given his bullpen scouting and his bullpen usage. So. Okay, I hope this means that Michael Bush gets more consistent at-bats to start the season.
My thoughts on Mr. Austin are very simple. I hope this ain't it. I hope you got more coming. I hope this is an appetizer. I hope the steak is still coming.
That's the whole thing. Like, fine, you signed a 34-year-old outfielder, first baseman, to a one-year deal. Every team has to make these signings. You know, sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't, but that's the answer. Okay, fine. Caleb Thielbar's back. Very good. Hobie Milner on the team. These are all fine signings, but to steal from Marshall, this better not be it. This better not be it.
Five on it. Number five.
Lightning round quick answers in honor of 670 The Score's Brat Stop Hangout in America's Dairyland, Wisconsin. What's your favorite form of cheese or cheese-related dish?
I love blue cheese. I love blue cheese. I love a good wedge salad with some crumbles on there. I love dipping the wings in blue cheese. It's got to be the right... I don't like it sweet. There's a lot of blue cheese products that feel like they have to be a little sweet. Get that the hell out of here. But blue cheese, that is my favorite cheese.
You know what I found myself asking the other day? I get that there are other cheeses and all. Pepper Jack is elite. Pepper Jack.
Ray.
I'm there with you, Pepper Ray, Jack,
like,
all the way.
What's the point of the other cheeses? Like, they're there, they hang out, they mix it up, but Pepper Jack.
Man, I think y'all are just missing out on this. And they, you know, you're entitled to your own opinions. But American the answer cheese. Is very simple. It's that good baked macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that counts?
That's it. Did you read the question? Yeah, what's your favorite former cheese or cheese-related dish?
Fair enough.
Mac and cheese for the win.
Does cheese count as my favorite form of cheese?
Yes, because you named a specific type of cheese.
No. Just cheese.
You said pepper jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also
cheese. Okay, we're in agreement.
Bear.
I'm with you, by the way. Macaroni. Just Kraft macaroni cheese, or do you go fancy? You know what I'm saying? No. You just get the macaroni and cheese in the box? Or?
We don't have the time.
The way Marshall just looked at him and started blinking.
Oh, it was time. It was a Marshall gives
Kraft mac and cheese as opposed to some homemade mac and cheese?
There is nothing wrong with Kraft mac and cheese. To me, that is...
There's nothing wrong with it, yeah. But sometimes you need to level up.
That look he gave me, he gives me that look a lot.
He does it to me, too.
The Marshall look of, you lost your damn mind. Look.
Let's go to break. No, before we say that, I'm just kidding. Let's tell everybody what's next. Rami Makhlouf, our friend from over there in the corner at the Brat Stop, 105.7 The Fan, who's wearing a 90s Bears sweatshirt.
I was already on his show, so this is the job exchange program that's going on here between these two fine audio radio stations.
We try Odyssey. To steal Rami from north of the border next here live from the Brat Stop on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.